Trust Talk West is presented by the Better Business Foundation. The goal is to share information with consumers, seniors, military, to help them with daily shopping decisions. There are choices to be made, and the Better Business Bureau wants everyone to consider going to BBB.org before entering into any service or transaction. An accredited business has made a decision to be verified by the Better Business Bureau and agrees to help build a marketplace that starts with trust. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit that started in 1912. This is not a government agency and has no legal authority. The brand starts with trust and follows up with the promise to educate, live with ethics, have morals and respect. The accredited business owner and team is expected to open each day following these characteristics.
We're excited to be back with Monticello Radio here in Charlottesville. This is part of Trust Talk West. What is that all about? It's the accredited businesses are invited to talk to consumers. Accredited businesses are people that decided to be vetted and become part of the Better Business Bureau accreditation process. We, Better Business started in 1912. We are a non-government agency and we are a nonprofit. So we have assets, access on BBB.org. So you could check out any customer, anybody you want to do business with, rather, as far as doing any kind of interaction, you could check them out ahead of time. And you might consciously want to go to work with somebody who's got the seal of trust. It starts with trust, morals, ethics, respect. And that's what they stand for. So today we're excited. We're going to talk about real estate and what that means and what consumers need to worry about. I think people of all ages are looking to buy a home, sell their home. And I think it's an exciting stage of everybody's life, no matter how old they are or how many homes they bought. So I got Cynthia Hash here. She is from FindHomesUSA.com, right?
Yep, Find Homes Realty.
Find Homes Realty. Sorry, I read your email address is on your card versus that. Those old age is
That's
my eyes.
Growing.
Sorry about that. So I'd really like you to just introduce yourself first. Tell us about you.
So Cynthia Hash, Find Homes Realty, principal broker, owner, and have been doing this for about 23 years, and prior to that, for 20 years, I was doing, I'm telling my age, aren't I, doing title insurance and senior title underwriters, that kind of thing. So I've been around for a while.
I would tell you that I got a few more years probably than you in the auto business, so don't worry about that. So what I consider myself, and I think people should consider you during this segment, you're an expert. You're not a fly-by-the-seat. You didn't just get in it to test the waters. You decided to have a career in it. So what's involved to get licensed and get insured, to have an agency to work with consumers? What do people need to know about, you know, dealing with your company, a company like yours, versus a fly-by-night?
Well, interestingly enough, there's a lot of people that are good test takers, right? And so, and you can go to CynthiaHash.com/teacher if you would like to see what my schedule is for the Mosley School of Real Estate. Hmm. And so you can get your license, through that process. And it's a, few weeks. I teach usually all day Saturdays. And then you get your, if you pass that, you get your PSI and you take those exams. That's the state and national exams. And then they do a criminal background, and then you can look on like join.findhomesrealty.com. You have to be actually invited to be able to see some of that content. And then you go to DPOR, which is the where you get licensed. And so when you go to DPOR to get licensed as an agent, you're just an agent at that time, and you have to find a place to hang your shingle. And then when you do that, you then can choose to become a realtor. And then you have to join the local association, the state association, and the National Association of Realtors in order to become a realtor. And that's about at least a $3,000 investment.
So you got to be successful to offset the expenses, right? You can't just show up, spend nothing, and go to work, it doesn't sound like.
You can't. So you need to probably have at least, I would say, 6 months worth of income socked away somewhere.
I like your honesty, because that is absolutely, I've done a lot of different things, and yeah. I understand. Do you think Well, so the listeners know, if they go to BBB.org and find somebody like you that's accredited, so you know, to the listeners, and you know, we are verifying DPOR licenses and insurances and stuff like that, and we will drop the accreditation or first notify you to say get it to date. What kind of training does a real estate agent person go through? It seems like, oh, it's easy money. They make so much money, they make a percent of the sale price. But what goes into that? How many broken promises, how many broken appointments, how much gas and how many miles do you drive, and what kind of training do I have to give myself, and do you recommend the industry? A lot of questions. Do you recommend the industry, and are you guys hiring right now?
So we are hiring right now. We do, from Fine Homes Realty standpoint, meaningful Monday meetings, and we also encourage our agents to get specific designations, certifications, all extra education. Just because you pass the test doesn't mean you know how to do the business, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're in the top 5% realtors nationwide because of the number of designations and certifications that we have, and me personally, for that matter. I'll be honest with you, you can go to Bigger Pockets podcast. Go to this, cynthiahash.com/realitycheck. And that'll tell you a little bit about how difficult it is. And they will tell you, you got to have some money socked away. And by the way, I just kind of want to put it out there. It is Realty, Realtor, two syllables, each one of them. In other words, when you get sick, you go to your doctor. You do not go to your docator.
Very good point.
Yeah.
I like that. That's some of the training you got going on, I bet.
But it's not for the faint of heart. You do have to prepare yourself for all of this.
Sure.
And you have to, you know, marry yourself essentially with a brokerage that's going to be supportive, that you're going to get the training that you need, the one-on-one training that you need as you're in the street doing this. Without that, you can just be floundering, and you can have more deals, just, you know, more transactions that just fall apart because you don't know how to do what you need to do in order to keep them together.
Right.
Because one of our core values is to, you know, think outside the box, but within the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm. So as a consumer, again, I check out your firm and all the other firms, BBB.org. But let's say somebody cold calls me. They say they got somebody who wants to buy my house. Or they send me that beautiful postcard with a glamour shot. I just had my glamour shot done with Franklin Knox up here in Charlottesville. He made me look 20 years younger. I don't know how he did it. They got rid of all my gray hair. No, I'm only kidding. He did it with great lighting. He's a professional. And I paid for that because that's what I wanted. But what do I do? I get that direct mail. How do I know what's real and what's not? Why should I call them versus calling somebody that's BBB accredited?
Well, I'll tell you, because the people that are BBB accredited are those who care. You know, we pay for those memberships, and we also are serious about it. So it's because you can go to, like, for instance, we have all these other things. You can, you know, accredited buyer representative, at home with diversity, certified luxury home marketing specialist, certified residential specialist, commitment to excellence, EPRO, graduate realtor institute, military relocation professional, seniors real estate specialist, short sale and foreclosure specialist, and that's going to happen. So
great. Well, I was going to ask, what license? So everybody likes to throw down what they've won, awards, all that stuff. What's really meaningful to deal with a real broker? And I know your first answer, of course, is BBB accreditation, because we will take it away. It's not a pay-to-play.
Right.
We you know, I like to fire companies that don't belong with us. And our motto, our brand is start with trust, some morals, ethics, respect. So
absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about that, what you're seeing in the marketplace that I should be aware of.
I think there's a there's a misnomer about how realtors are. We have the code of ethics that we have to follow. And there is a difference between just agent and realtor. Okay. So, and that difference is education, and that difference is membership, and that difference is an abiding of to the code of ethics. And that's huge. Unfortunately, that doesn't, and to be able to learn how to apply it to our daily lives and put the customer first. Always put the customer first. Not money. My gosh. You can't go about doing your business in this particular, at least in our business, because honestly, I can smell that a mile away. And if that's who you are, then you probably don't belong at Fine Domes Realty, because I want to make sure that you earn that by first putting the consumer first.
Well, that I could hide, right? If that's my attitude and I'm all about money, I could hide that in a glossy brochure that I'm going to direct mail.
Correct.
But my granddad died and I got to sell his house, and immediately somebody looked at the obituary pages, they called me, and they know the house is going to be for sale. And how do I sit down and interview that agent, or do I interview three of them? What should I want to ask them?
Some of the things you want to ask is the experience, obviously. And what some of my agents have been able to do is they know I've got their back. And they know that they can say, between me and my, broker, we've got, 40 years worth of experience or 30 years worth of experience or something like that. And they're able to know that if there's a problem, if there's a question, they have the answer close by, and they don't have to. They know that if they're putting the client first, they're putting the consumer first. That's the most important thing.
Right.
And they're not gonna want to get in this industry if they think it's gonna be get rich quick schemes.
Right. And we'll figure that out. We're gonna take a break, but I want you to know the number out there, 434-202-1980. Joe works every day waiting to take the call. He puts it right to voicemail. We want questions about any industry out there that you're looking to learn more about from professionals like this. Cynthia is a living proof of how she lives the life the right way. BBB.org hosts people like her, her company, and true professionals. In this day and age, we do not need to keep reporting scams and fraud. We need to change. We got to start with our kids, up to our grandparents, and everybody else in between.
Thank you for listening to Trust Talk West, sponsored by the Better Business Bureau Foundation. If you would like to donate to the foundation to help this program, consider please calling 804-521-6940. The foundation is a 501c3. We look forward to continuing to find great guests and answering questions that help you navigate the marketplace. Our goal, having you start at BBB.org to research accredited business owners, is to cut down scams and fraud in 2023. If you feel like you've been part of a scam, visit BBB.org and search for Scam Tracker. There, the BBB team will research and track and share information with law enforcement. Capital One and Amazon have been big supporters of this Scam Tracker platform, and we at our office utilize information provided by FINRA. Call Barry Moore at 804-521-6940 with any question or input. Monticello Media is an accredited business in our community with the Better Business Bureau. This show and station is in no way an endorsement with the conversation we had today.
And we are back after that long break. We have Cynthia Hash here. She has just been awesome answering questions about how to buy a home, how to list a home, what to be aware of. She's at Fine Homes Realty. And I'm going to ask her a question that almost every industry has been pressing on, every news story. So what issues does your company face since COVID and your industry, right, dealing with the clients? How have you had a change in the last 3 years to do business? What's a good consumer versus one that's unrealistic and impossible to satisfy? And does your industry come across scam customers? A lot of questions, Cynthia. Yeah. So we're going to give you a little bit of time. Just tell us what to be aware of in your experience. You have so much.
I thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And I do appreciate the BBB and the fact that we are all vetted to be able to be a member there. COVID was nothing that we've ever dealt with in a lifetime. So I think I'm going to tell you a funny story, okay?
Love funny
stories.
So,
I had purchased some branded pocket-sized hand sanitizers about a year and a half before COVID.
You paid less.
I did. And I had a huge box of them. And my whole team just simply said, they started laughing at me, calling me a germaphobe and all that kind of stuff. And then the pandemic happened.
You're a hero.
And yes, exactly. So they were all raiding my garage wanting some of those. and so anyway, we actually hook all those hand sanitizers to our lock boxes.
Wow.
And so if, you know, you didn't come prepared and you were like, oops, you had it right there. Of course, we had masks and booties and gloves and all that kind of stuff. Each seller was different during that entire time. Some sellers didn't even want to sell. They would take their house off the market. They didn't want people in their house, which is understandable. So therefore, inventory was low. So if inventory is low and you don't have anything to sell, and because people are working from home, then that did, you know, hurt the industry quite a bit. But we survived and we were able to say, you know, listen, this is what this we're just shifting. We need to pivot. We need to be able to help you in any way we can. And so what became an issue was that we were writing, you know, 20 offers for one client who needed to buy. But they were getting bidded out. You know, they were paying, people were paying not just tens of thousands of dollars above the list price, but sometimes $100,000 above the list price, which is, you know, just what we were dealing with. So we had to do, we had to pivot with a lot of escalation clauses and pre-buying, pre-offer is what they were called, pre-offer home inspections. So we would get the home inspector to come out to the showing, and they would charge half the price because they weren't going to give us a particular, you know, like a very specific, you know, 20-30 page document. And afterwards, we just had to basically film him as he was going around, you know. And so those were the kinds of things that we had to do during pandemic. And then now what we're dealing with is, you know, a hyperinflation situation. And so we're having to be able to say, okay, well, if you qualify for a $400,000 house, you know, maybe what we can do is you know, make sure that you're going to be under the 350 range, and then you can escalate up to the 400,000. And it's a very tricky way of doing it, which is actually quite legal and like I said, you know, think outside the box, but within the letter of the law,
sure.
Right?
Very ethical. Yeah,
yeah, very ethical. But what we would do is like find out what your ceiling is. And then have it graduate up at in certain intervals, and so that you wouldn't be overpaying, you know, more than what the market would bear. But basically, when you have somebody, you ask this about, you know, some, you know, unrealistic expectations. We try to form those expectations and pre. Do those expectations so that we're introducing the expectations to the consumer way ahead of time, so they're not thinking, boom, this is going to be easy. We're going to make it as easy as possible, and our job is to make it look easy. And most people, that's why most people think this is a get rich quick kind of career, and it's not, because we make it look easy. It is a lot behind the scenes. So, and what I would recommend to people in this kind of odd consumer era that we're in, you know, the hyperinflation, things like that. I think interest rates are going to be kind of hovering at 6% when we were used to a couple years ago of hovering at 3%, you know, or less. But now I think it's going to stabilize for a while, you know, at the 6%. But follow good advice. How are you going to get good advice? By interviewing your agent, or two, or three, and then be able to really, once you do, and you develop that relationship, it's all about relationship, and you listen to your realtor. That's what they do. That's what they know. That's what we are good at. And stage your home to sell. And if and basically, unfortunately, this hyperinflation has actually priced an almost an entire class of people out of the market. And that's what's so sad. That's what is heartbreaking, because there are some people that just they've just given up trying to look, and they're trying, but the rent has been inflated as well. So no matter where you go, it's hard to now find any kind of affordable housing, whether you're renting or buying. You mentioned something about scams. Oh my goodness, yes. Unfortunately, scammers think that realtors are made of money too, and so realtors get scammed, as well as consumers get scammed, and it's really bad. The online systems and so forth, you have to just be extremely, extremely careful. So whether it's online or in person, and I'll be honest with you, I mean, there are people that have come in with cash bills. Sorry, but you're going to have to wire transfer your earnest money deposit, okay? Right. Don't hand me cash bills, right? But there are everything, you know, like million-dollar properties and people that want to come in, and you have to protect those properties that you're showing. You have to be able to corral that family of six or whatever that are
kids,
you know,
running all over
and you're
trying to distract you.
Correct. They're trying to distract you. And if you have, people that can reach the medicine cabinets, for Pete's sake, they're stealing medicines. And so you have to vet your buyers for them to be able to actually show
those
properties.
Nothing's what it seems to be.
No.
Every industry, no matter who we talk to in here, Frank the Window Depot man, I mean, he was the same way. And and the home builder. What about there's got to be one listener out there right now. I'm in a contract. I signed with somebody that sent me the glossy brochure. They fast talked me. I had no idea what I was doing. I listed the house. I got like a 6-month contract. What can I do to get on? They're not doing anything to help me. They're not accredited with the BBB. I don't know who they are. And they tell me to lower my price, but they're not bringing anybody through, and they're not giving me any really advice. How do I get away from them?
Well, that's interesting. Contracts are as good as the people that are on either end of signing it, right? If somebody says that they're automatically assuming, and you mentioned a few things, that we are in a shift right now. So, you know, sellers are being asked for a reduction of prices, okay? So, and we don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
I wish we did, mm-hmm. but we don't. And so if they are asking for a reduction, just ask for proof as to why. Show me the proof as to why I need to reduce my price on my list price. And some of that proof is, and the MLS is your best friend when it comes to, and also through that MLS, we synchronize with all the big dogs, Realtor.com and, Zillow and stuff like that. And I hate to be their advertiser, but
it is what it is.
But people like those apps, and
sure,
they'll use them. But prove to them, this is the realtor needs to prove to the seller as to why that price reduction is needed. So we are in a shift, and that is something that's happening right now is some price reductions. Can you get out of the contract? I hate to say it, but if you don't want to work with somebody anymore, you can ask. The interesting part is that there's a clause in there that says, hey, if you don't hire another realtor right after you've withdrawn the listing, okay, if you don't hire them, they still have procuring cause assumption.
Mm-hmm.
So you still would owe them a commission, them meaning the realtor. And so if you're a seller and you do want to get out of that, make sure you have your ducks in a row as to the next person that you're going to hire as your realtor, ahead of time. And the only reason I say that, and I hate it when to say that you can get out of a contract, you know, that kind of thing. But I really think contracts are also about relationship. And contracts can't, you know, you have to be able to say, you know, if you don't want to work with me anymore, I understand that, you know, you might want to, you know, withdraw, but if there's any way that we can still work together, here's my proof as to what I can do for you.
Well, the last question I'd like to know is reviews. Where can people, whether they're buying or selling a home, before they enter in a contract, because a contract is a contract, let's face it, before I do the wrong thing, what are the best review sites to go to, and what do you recommend? What should I look for? 5 stars, comments?
Yeah, 5-star comments. Typically, Google, you know, will. I don't like to be their advertiser either, typically, that is who, you know, you would go to. You can also go to the website for the agent as well, because each agent should have their own website.
Your own pages.
And testimonials should be on there as well. So, yes, the comments are really important.
Your firm as an accredited business has a place for reviews.
There is.
So look at BBA. We vet every review. It doesn't go up right away. So the next segment, if you have questions on roofing and solar, 434-202-1980, call in, ask a question. It'll go to a recording, and we'll ask the questions when we talk about roofing and solar next time.
We hope you are enjoying hearing from local business people that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. You can find information about this company and others in the same industry at BBB.org. The foundation will send someone to speak at a group event if ever needed. Call 804-521-6940 to request a speaker. These guests are from local businesses and are in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. If you have questions you would like answered on future Trust Talk West programs, please call in to 434-202-1980 and record your questions. Let's make sure, as consumers, we hold our marketplace to one that starts with trust. We can change our community marketplace in 90 days if we go to BBB.org before doing business with any company to check them out.